So this is, so we're doing Perek Tes. So I wanted to dedicate it for Shlema, for Rabbi Ritalbis. Right, so he had a stroke. He's supposedly okay, but Menachem Mendel Ben Dina, Shavu for Shlema. Okay, let's get some learning. And also for the Zecher Nishmas Lebadal Menachem, I mean, actually the other way, but also as a, he's a chus for the, the outset of my uncle was on Sunday, Zalman Leben Shmuel Avram.
One more for you.
Yeah.
Eti's father, okay. Yaakov Shlomo Ben Chinuch. That's Wednesday.
This is your outset. Yeah. Okay, so the name is, again, to say it again, is
okay. Yaakov
Shlomo Ben Chinuch. His author, Shom Shom. We have discussed our learning. Okay. So the question is, why did the Jews get sent down to Mitzrayim? Like what did they do or did not do, or who did or what that caused caused this whole process of having to go down to Mitzrayim? So Maharal, he takes the Rishonim to task because they basically have a Gemara that gives you a reason, and then Ramban and Abarbanel give different reasons that are not tied to the Gemara and the Dharam. So we'll see how he basically rips them apart, and then he focuses in on the Gemara. That's really what it really boils down to. It's all about Avram. That's the basic. That's his right. Same his theme. He's pounding it. Okay. So now Achar Shekvar Biarnu Me'in Hamara Hazeh Hagadol Vanora. So after we've seen this whole idea, we've been talking about the Bris Ben Besarim. And how old was Avram at the Bris Ben Besarim? 70 years old. And that the reason that's significant is because he's 100 when he has Yitzchak. And from the birth of Yitzchak till the time the Jews come out of Egypt is 400 years. Okay? Geri Yezarcha Be'eretz Lahem Avadum Yitzchak Arba Me'ot Shana from the time that Yitzchak is born. But then we have this crazy thing that says that when the Jews leave Egypt, it's 430 years. 430, where are you getting that from? But if you think about it, the Bris Ben Besarim, Yadoa Tidaki, Geri Ezracha, that it's 30 years earlier. So from that point, 430 years later, the Jewish people exit Mitzrayim. Okay? Now, from the time that the Jews go into Egypt, because Hashem tells Avram, he says 400 years, plus he also says four generations. And normally a generation is 20 years to 50, 20 to 40 years maybe. So how are you going to get 210 to four generations? But if they calculate them, how do you go? You go using the family of Moshe. So Moshe has his father Amram. Amram's Kahat. That's three. And there must be, I guess, Levi comes down, or Yocheved. No, let's say Levi. So from there through, it's only four generations until Moshe brings Klal Yisrael. So there's four generations and 400 years, two separate things that are going on. Okay? So here. So now, he says, now that we've explained this, and that says, you should know, meaning what caused Hashem to be so angry, that they're going to have to be, you know, slaves and all this, you know, vavadumi. What did they do? What did they do to deserve this? So the Ramban explains, he gives a reason. Why? So Ramban's very tied to the idea of Masa of Asim Labanim, right? He's always like, what's going on there is a precursor, a foreshadow to the future of what's going to happen to the Jewish people. Now, when Avram comes down to Mitzrayim, after the first time in famine, he tells everybody, this is my sister, right? That, in turn, causes Paro to take her. And that's now, the Ramban says, that's why Hashem took us, you know, the offspring of Avram down to Mitzrayim. So this idea of the Ramban is saying that what happened to Avram and Sarah is going to be a foreshadow. The same way that Paro sent Avram with a lot of with great wealth, so too the Jewish people will be sent by Paro in the future with great wealth. But here you see that the Ramban is saying that that Avram is responsible, but what's the act that he's responsible for is because of the fact that he kind of threw Sarah under the bus, let's say, like that, right? Achosiki, right?
But is it a punishment or is it just a parallel story? You
know? Well, so he definitely is saying parallel story,
yeah.
But the way he's saying that the Ramban is saying, it's kind of like, right? Ama chari ha'af ha'gadol hazeh. You see that? So he's saying, he's explaining the Ramban as as saying that Hashem caused anger above. Okay, v'akfar hokshu alav kushyot. So we already the Barbanel and the Ramban, he says the Ram brought down the questions on the Ramban ad shenekar perusha mikol v'chol until the point where it completely uproots his explanation. Shari achar shenigzar hagalas alav chazar Avram kishalach legrar. Meaning, if you're going to say that this whole thing is tied in to the fact that he said Achosihi, right? So then, how can it be Echi Tachin that after this that he would sin again and again and do the same thing over again? Chalila Lomar Kach. Meaning, Avram should have understood. If you're saying that the reason is because he threw Achosihi under the Sarah out or put her into danger. So then he should have, after if Hashem says Yadot, if it's going to be tied to that, he should have learned the lesson. And then it's even worse, because it's not just that Avram did this. Meaning, if you tell me that it's the punishment is Yadot Tedakigeri Yazarcha for saying Achosihi, you would think that either Avram would get it because he did it again in Grar, and then Yitzchak does the same thing. They should have understood that Hashem's messaging, if that was the message that is, I'm punishing you for that. V'yesh acherim min ha'achronim, shotzimi libam o davar acher. And there are those that came down and brought a different explanation. He says that's the Abarbanel he's referring to here. Sha'amruch shachet ha'galos haya b'chet ha'shvat m'mechiras Yosef. That the reason why we were sent down to Egypt was as a punishment for the selling of Yosef. Va'af Yosef chata mibnei sha'ayado haita mechira. But wait a second, Yosef also sinned, right? He caused the mechira. She Yosef garamzeh she im lo hevi diba el aviv lo yirazeh. Because if he had not been talking lashon hara to their father, this wouldn't have happened. This would not have happened. Mibnei sha'ayidei tzon haita mechira. And that because of the sheep was the selling kiddushiv, because it says vayechol liros tzon avihem b'shchem. They the brothers went out to shepherd the sheep for their father in Shechem. So then if you'll say that lafichach haydei tzon yardil mitzrayim, and then you'll say that the reason that they went down to Mitzrayim is because of the sheep. Kein mira letzon asher loved lavadecha elu dvarim asher amru ktsad min achronim. So given reasons as to what's going on, maybe they need it's the sheep that they needed, it's the selling of Yosef, all these different things, and he says it can't be dvarim elu heim domim letzura and mitziyaret ala kotel. So he says that this is like a guy who puts a picture on the wall. That it's asher hamitzayer miyafe otel, like the artist, right? He paints this beautiful thing, right? Hashem hamiyatzer miyafeh otah. He makes it beautiful. Ubisrad yitair otah. And I guess so he makes it. He's yitair otah like it's beautiful. Shekasher yira haroa mirachok yomar sheyesh bo ruachaim. It looks like it's even lifelike from far. Because karav eleha hinei hu davar tzavuach. All he sees is it's closer. It's all it is a picture. Right, but there's no life to it. Kachem elu hapirushim. So he's stuching these guys. He's saying so too are these explanations. They have no. There's nothing to them, basically, right? Because as you get closer, you're like you look closely, like there's nothing here. Kikasherha, right? You like the way they always like here's kikasherha. Then yadak deik bezeh lomar sheyisrael bo begal special mechiras Yosef. Because if you're going to tell us that what the reason why the Jews went down to Egypt is because of the selling of Yosef, that's the opposite of what you see in the Pesukim. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Amar LaAvram Kodem Leidas Hashvatim. Because the bottom line is that God comes to Avram way before these guys are ever in the picture, right? And he says, Yadoti daki ger yezor chava odomi notam Abram yachana. Already Hashem is telling Abram, before any of this stuff happens, that that's what's going to happen. V'chal mi sheyesh lo einayim neros yira ki siba hamachira kidei sheyavoli ridas Mitzrayim. It's not, they weren't, didn't go down to Mitzrayim because of the selling. It was the selling that helped them get down to Mitzrayim. Shekein darshu b'mkomos harbe. V'yishachuhu b'emek chevron. Me'etza amuka shal tzadik ha'kavar b'chevron. Right, they were sent from what? From this idea that this, that comes from the one who's this deep idea that, that the righteous one who's buried in Chevron. Shenemar lo. Because what's told him is ki ger yezer acha. Right, that's the reason, or what helps what makes the mechira happen is because you need to get the Jews down to Egypt. Not that the mechira was the cause of it, but rather it's the thing that helps them get there. So. This is not going to parallel in any way the way that Chazal, the earlier Chazal, explained what's really going on. And there are those who explain which are much closer. Now there are those who will say it has nothing to do, there's no sin. And that the reason this is because of, you know, challenges or difficulties from a place of love. So God brought the Jews to Gullus in order to cleanse the Jewish people and to give us a zchus that to be able to deserve, or to, I guess, work towards getting what we had coming. Kach yesh lefarish, ach shezeh ein nira gamke. But he said that really also doesn't fly. She'ilu haya ha'onesh dor echad bilvad ve'oso hador yatsu. So if you're going to say that what, it's a punishment, right? If it's a punishment, it should be right away, right? Yesh lomar shakadosh baruch, if you're going to say it happened back to back, yesh lomar shakadosh baruch maybe yisurim al b'nei adam kidei lezakotam. But that's, okay, so if you're going to have it back to back, fine. But afal matzano kidor revi yashuvu hena v'harbe mesu begala. So first, there's this major gap. Number two is many people died in this thing. Al tomer shah yisern shal ava kidei lemarei kotam l'sheyizku lemala hagadola kevan shemesu b'galusim b'tzaratam. The bottom line is there was a lot of suffering here. So you're going to tell me like yisern shal ava, that's, it's too harsh. You can't tell me yisern shal ava going to cause, yeah, it's like that's too tough, you know? It's like doesn't, meaning it's already like over the line. It's too intense for it to be yisern shal ava, is the way he looks at it. So v'yata, ashuv el divrei chachamim hanehavim v'hanimim v'habarim. So he said, therefore, we really have to go to the, basically, like, let's go back to the earlier sources. Hamiyusadim al adne hachachma. Perak arba nedarim. So he says, in the Gemara nedarim, Amar Yavah. So he's going to give three reasons. The Gemara gives three reasons as to what happened. So what? Why was Avram punished that his children should be in Galus for 210 years? Because he took them to war, right? So he took the students out to war. Because he took them out to war, that was, he's punished for that. Shmuel says, "Mipnei shehifriz al midosav shal kadosh baruch hu." He questioned God's ways. Should Amar b'meida? Because he asked the question, "How am I going to know?" Here, God's telling him, and he says, "How am I going to know?" And then he says that, you know, okay, yeah, you don't think that you get, like you see, it gets harsh after he asks the question. Rav Yochanan says, "Shehifriz al midosav shal kadosh baruch hu milavo gerim tachas kanfei shechina." You know why he's punished? Because he didn't bring in the people that he could have brought, he could have basically made Balei Tshuva out of the people of stone, right? As it says, "Tein li anefesh v'aruchosh kachlach," right? You know, the fact of the matter is, he squandered that opportunity, Right? He could have done something with them, and he gave it up.
After that, he paid with Mitzrayim.
What?
And because he didn't.
So now Klal Yisrael are going to have to suffer. Mitzrayim. Yeah. Right. So the first one is they takes out the kids that are learning, takes them out to war. The second one is because he questioned God, and the third one is he missed the opportunity of being the kari of these people.
Right.
So now. So hare gimel deos b'inyan zeh. So these three things, these three opinions, v'kulam talu hadavar b'chet. But the common thread between all three of these opinions in Nedarim is that Avram sinned. V'dafka, who? B'chet Avram. Not the later on, but it's Avram himself. And why? B'mnei ki kvar amarnu l'cha, ki min hashoresh v'ha'ikar nimshach hakol. Because it's from the root of everything, that everything it comes from that. Everything is going to play out from that original source. So then if there's something lacking at the root, so all lack will continue to play out from that place. Therefore, lefichach da'atam zal gamkein ki b'mara hazeh hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'avam hakol. Now what's interesting is amazing things that in this one like vision you have like multiple layers and everything is being shown to Avram at one time for the rest of the history of the world, like everything is there. Kihu hayashorash akolam, why? Because Avram is he's the basis of everything. V'lachin nirmas b'zeh kol hagalios, not just Mitzrayim is being hinted to here. But also you're going to have every type of exile that's going to come to the Jewish people is going to be played out in this vision. Lo galus Mitzrayim bavad, ela af shibud kol ha-malchios, kamo shedar shuzah, v'gam l'rabos shibud shar malchios, v'gam to include the additional, meaning all four of the additional exiles besides for the Egyptian one. V'hadini mahem. And what they're saying, he's saying, and with the different mamarim, these different opinions that are being brought down in the Gemara, they are definitely correct. Why? That he's showing everything, not just the Egyptian exile. Because everything is going to always extend from the root. And so he showed him everything that's going to come to his offspring. Lechach daitam zal gam kein shehaya chet nimsav Avram. That's why they ultimately focus in on the chet of Avram, which is interesting. So the Ramban's not that far off. I mean, the Ramban, when he says it's something that Avram did, achosihi. So no, it doesn't say that. First of all, it's a later development, right? It's after. It's first you have the Brisbane of Saram at 70. 75 is Lech Lecha. And so at Lech Lecha, 5 years later, he ends up around that time going down to Mitzrayim. So this all already, Yadot Tidat Yiger Yezer Acha, the taking the kids out to war happened right before the Brisbane of Mitzrayim, as did, right, all everything that they're talking about is stuff that led up to the Brisbane of Mitzrayim. Which is interesting, because we're seeing that the battle that occurred with the kings also is happening before Lech Lecha. Huh.
It's there for what?
It's just interesting. I never thought of it. You take one step. I didn't take it to the next. Think about that. That's interesting. Meaning, if you take out the Chumash and you read through, so the Brisbane of Sarm is coming after Acharei Hadvar Ma'ila. Hashem comes to Avram and talks to him, takes him outside, look up at the stars, and then he tells him the whole Brisbane of Sarum. That's coming after the battle with the kings.
Right.
Which is really crazy, right? Meaning, that's not how we think about it, right?
Right. Wait, where's Lech Lecha now?
Earlier, it's recorded earlier. But it's not chronological. So the way that the Torah presents it, it's not necessarily in a chronological order. It's pretty wild, no? I mean, he's already battling with basically the four kings is Nimrod, right?
Yeah.
Kedar LaOmer is, I think it's Kedar LaOmer. One of those guys is Nimrod. And like, if you look closely, like you see, the guy who threw him into the Kibshon Yesh is Nimrod. They're like arch enemies. They're fighting forever, like we saw in that beautiful Basayan. That Basayan is like amazing. Now, like think about it, like he's saying, Avram looked at the way the sun was supposed to be with God, and then when the sun set, he said, wait a second, this can't be. There's got to be another force, which ultimately he discovers is Hashem, that unifies the entire universe. But that's happening, and all this stuff it could be happening much earlier than Lech Lecha, which is at 75. And that he's fighting the kings even before that, even though it's recorded Lech Lecha, and then the whole stuff with the kings. Huh. Interesting.
You're saying he was fighting like that before Hashem had talked to him.
Yeah.
Like, right.
Yeah. It's amazing. It
shows a lot of commitment.
Right. No, that he already was, it says that, like, the idea that, whereas Avram walked in front of God, mm-hmm. whereas Noah walked after God, Avram was ahead. Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, he did his thing.
But you could also say the war was just, you know, to rescue Lot.
Right. So then if you go a little bit further, so he talks about the fact that the significance of the four. Why four kings? Why 400 years? What's the significance of four? So he says that the four symbolizes that which is going counter to the one. Because you have four directions, right? So the four directions are on the outside, and then you have the one inside. And those four, the forces of the four are coming to battle, and so you have the four against the one. And then you have five. So the idea of four battling five, because five is actually the whole. That's why you have the one, and you have the four plus one is the five, which is the wholeness. Because what you're saying is you have the four sides with something in the middle that brings the four together. It's when you have four without the middle that the four forces of the four come to battle the singular. Meaning here you have Hashem, or the one who represents God, the oneness in the middle that brings everything together. And the thing that of numbers that runs counter is the number four. And so that's why Kedar, those four kings, and then you see that the four battle and the five, and it's ultimately they come, the four kings come to start up with those five kings, because they're battling.
Curious, buddy.
I hear. Listen, so the battling, so you see this idea, that's why you have this like theme of 400, four, the four, it's all like tied to this number four, and that's why when we come to the Seder, you also have the four like playing out. We're taking that four, and it becomes like you see the four and the five lashanas, the four lashanas. It's like
four values.
Yeah, but there's also the Tzrayim, right? It's like the we only count to four, right? It's, but it's yeah, okay, fine. So fine. So now, so back to this. So what do we have? So we have now that ultimately we always bring it back. It's. Gam King Shahaya Chet Nimsa Baavram Shahu Hashorish Veshvil Kach Nimsa Haonish Bizarro. So the fact of the matter is, it's all dependent on Avram, who's the beginning, and all these other things. So the only, it's interesting, the Ramban's idea of Achosihi, that there is something, you know, if you're going to take his Mahalach, yes, it's about Avram, but that's later. That already happened. The ship's already sailed, based on the way he explained it. I mean, the fact is that Hashem is saying, Yado tadaki ger yezarcha, because all these things you just did within this context of the Melchama and post-Melchama with Saddam, right? So he could have taken, he took them out to battle. That was a bad thing. He could have converted them. He could have brought them closer, right? And what's the third thing? Is that he's questioning God in... Right before Hashem says Yadoa Teda, because Bamaida, right? So it's all within that very short period of time that you see these three things at play. That's what the Gemara Nedarim is saying. And so the idea of the Ramban, yes, it's true, it's Avram, but it's already the Gemara Nedarim saying everything's been done already. To tie it back to that, it's a nice idea that you'll see the Masa Alva Simon Labanim stuff. But the idea that he did something wrong that caused it, Hashem already said, Yado Tidagi Geri Yazorcha. So it's already like the bris, everything that's going to happen already, way before they go down to Mitzrayim. So the Masa Ava Simla Banim thing, it's nice. That's good, I get it. But the idea that he did something wrong there that caused everything, nah. Okay, so here. So now, Masha Hiksha Ki Ech Efshar Shi Avram Nenash. So, but how could it be that Avram is punished? V'harei ba'Avram Nemar B'Seva Tova Tikaver. So, right, because it says that he's going to ultimately be buried. B'Seva Tova means that things he didn't do, like as if like he not, had not done anything wrong. Well, Tira Kol Eilech. So ve'ech nemer sha'achote yamos b'seva tova v'yishar ha'chet labanav shalochatu. So how could you say, here this guy, he sinned, he didn't get punished, but then left it over for the kids, they're gonna get the whack. So kushya zot hiksha ha'mefarish ha'niskar al divrei chachamim v'lo yada ki b'nafsho diber ki l'perusho yaksho zeh. So he's basically referring now to the Abayar Benel, because he's gone back to the guy who said that the reason that they were punished is because they sold Yosef, right? So Kushya Zot, Hiksha HaMefarish, HaNiskar Al Divrei Chachamim. This question is asked by the guy who asked on the Divrei Chachamim. So did not know, V'lo yada ki b'nafsho diber, ki l'perusho yaksha zeh, ki natan tam. Wait, so you can ask on him what his explanation was. So there's a saying from the Gemara Masechim. It's the guy who makes the spoon ends up burning his mouth on his spoon. Basically, the question that he asked is the one that's going to end up slugging himself up with, okay? Because the fact of the matter is the Shvatim are not there at this point. So what are you talking about? Right here he's asking, how can Avram be punished, or how can they be punished for what Avram did, and how can he be like clean as a whistle if he's being buried with as if he didn't do anything wrong? Which is, by the way, just a very interesting, he's inverting it. It doesn't say b'seva tova tikaver. It says Tikaver b'seva tova. We saw that. That's Teves, right? We saw that. Remember that? So Amna. Okay, fine. Kashyaso al divrei chacham eino klum. So his question on, which is what? The question is, how is it that Avram sinned and that he's not punished, but his kids are punished? Ki af agav shenigzar al Avram hagalos lo haya asher leskayim ba'Avram. So the gzera for galus is on Avram, but it cannot be played out through Avram. Ki nemar v'gam ha'goy asher yavodu dan anochi v'achrechin yitzu b'chosh gadol. It says, the one who's going to do all the bad things, they're going to be judged, and then after that, they're going to come out with great wealth. V'lo haya efshar l'eskayim rak b'zara shel Yaakov. This part of the promise can't be done through Avram. Because that idea of the gam hagoya she yavodu dan anochi v'achrechin yitzu b'chosh gadol, it's not possible, but rather it can only be played out through the Zara Shel Yaakov. Now why? Ki im haya Avram b'chlal yorde Mitzrayim. Because if you're going to now say that Avram's got to go down to Mitzrayim, haya gam kin, then we got a problem. Because now you're going to get Yishmael, and you're going to have Esav, all included. B'chlal v'gam she yavodu dan anochi. And that's going to be a big mess, right? We already have a mess. Can you imagine if they actually were a part of this whole thing and they went down to Mitzrayim? Can you imagine? It was like, it would be a real mess today. It's worse than it is already, right? So he's saying now that it had to play out further down the generations, right? The lo al Avram al Yitzchak rak al Yaakov abanav shekfar nivdal Esav Yishmael min Yaakov abanav. So he said the reason. So he's explaining now the reason this has to play out further down the chain is because if not you're going to have Yishmael, you're going to have Esav.
That's purification,
right? So it has to be further down the road. Nimsa afagav sha'onish babish vel Avram. So this is a funny thing. So here Avram's the guy who messed up. Lahaya Avram yordei Mitzrayim mitamzeh, and that's why Avram couldn't be part of this whole thing. It's got to be only through Yaakov. V'od, yeshlach haladas ki lo shayach shibud v'af geirus ba'Avram. You can't have shibud and geirus through Avram. Why? Ki v'ar yadua ki Avram hu ikar binyan ha'olam, because we said that Avram is He is the Iker, and he is the cornerstone of the building of the world. Shebishvilo nivra ha'olam. Right, so because the whole world, Hibaram, Mishil Avram, the world is created, which again goes back to that Basayin, about the idea that it's 5 days prior to Avram's birth to prepare it the same way, which is the 25th of, which is the beginning of Chanukah. But you see that it could be that, like, you know, when you would see, like, if you, someone who learned this piece would say the vart of the Basayin, that Chanukah is going back all the way to Avram, because it's all based on the beginning. Which is very, very, like, you know, I think you see, like, it's got to be impactful on a Basayin from this type of, like, this whole development that he has here about Avram being the source of everything. Ve'in roishi Avram ger. So, but you can't have, so now if Avram's the whole purpose for creation, you can't have him being a ger. The Afagasha Kasav of Moshe B'nai Yisrael Mitzrayim Arba Me'av Tishloshim Shana. We said that what? The 430 already is the number that stems back to Avram. Davar Zeh Lo Yitachein Rak Im Yeshivat Avram. That's only in relation to, I guess, the idea of that it started, or that the clock starts ticking from the message that he gave over to Avram, I would say. Vo'nemar Vayagar Avram Ba'aretz Plishtim Yamim Rabim. So he's a ger there, so you have this type of the time starts from that period. Hayne b'vaday shalom natan lo ha'aretz adayin the Yerusha, because the fact of the matter is, he might not be in that difficult spot, but it's still not his. He hasn't inherited the land yet. Aval shiyeh nimsa bo roshem geiros lo hayazeh. But for him to be really, like, out there, like as an exile, that can't be with him. Bekan, so like in a certain, it's funny, like, because on one hand you have Avram, like, kind of like wandering around and going through all these difficulties, but at the same time, for Hashem to say we're going to throw you into this more difficult spot can't be if you're the purpose of creation. Meaning, I guess once he got to this place where he's gone through all these battles and tribulations, and now Hashem is promising him, you're the guy. So now, like, he can't be that he's going to go through difficult, you know, types of geiros. The kambaler moz al roshem hageiros shahaya chal al yitzak v'zara. So rather, it's here, it's coming to, like, talk about the impact of geiros that's going to happen on Yitzhak and his offspring. Yeh ech sheyeh, ein roi sheyeh avram b'chal hageiros klal. Kol shekein shibut shelo haya shayach b'avram. So you have these different levels. Geiros for sure not. I mean, geiros not. And for sure not Shivut, right? So, like, that's not going to, Avram cannot be touched by these things. Sh'af Yitzchak lo yichal b'shibud klal. And so too, Yitzchak will not be impacted by the Shibud, rak b'geiros. So it's like Avram not at all. Yitzchak just geiros. Ki ha'shibud hitchel me'esh shahayu shivim nefesh. And so now he's going to go through this idea that it couldn't start until they got to a point of being 70 people. Because 70 people, why?
The number.
A number.
Isn't it an important number, 70?
Yeah, but we had this 70.
Right?
Okay.
What's 70?
I guess the Shivim Umos, right? Like the idea, like, oh, there's so 70,
can I get,
right?
Can I get the balance?
Correct. So, Lechach, lo yarad Yaakov im ha-shvatim avad, ki kasher haya yud bei shvatim lo haya yud shvatim l'shamuma. While they're just a family of 12, they're not considered to be a nation. You can't pick on somebody that's not your equal, basically, right? There's nothing for them to interact, right? There's no connection there. When they got to 70, now the Egyptians can start with them. Gvulos Amim, Heim Shivim Umos. The Gvulos, the idea of the Gvulos Amim, that equals, that's the talking about the 70 nations. La Mispar B'nei Yisrael, Shehim Shivim Nefesh, Yaakov Abanav. La Mispar B'nei Yisrael, that's equals to the 70. Because Kasher Ha Yisrael, Shivim Nefesh, when they got to that number of 70, Az Umos Mitzrayim, Shehi, Achas Mi Shivim Umos. So now, the nation of Egypt, which is now one of the, they're one of the 70 nations, mitnaged lahem itzad hashiva shivanim. Now they can go after them because there's some kind of connection. Aval kasher hayu yud beis shvatim, while they were just 12 shvatim, kevan she'ein ha'umos madrigasam b'misbar zeh, they don't even notice people on that level. There's nothing to connect there. Right? So you don't have something acting out against something else unless there's some kind of parallel that exists. Equivalence, right. Or I could say parallel, but equivalence. So now when they get to the 70 people, they go down. Which is interesting because the truth is, on one hand, yes, it starts to equate, but then nothing happens until Levi, the last of the brothers, the Shvatim, dies, right? The actual, or you would say the hard stuff doesn't occur until Levi passes away, right? But I guess he's saying that there is some kind of, once they reach 70 and they go down, that there is going to be this connection, they're outside of, now they're in their domain. They're in their domain, let's just say, right?
Of a nation.
Yeah, they're in the domain of a nation themselves, but they're also now within the other nation when they come down there. And I guess it's a progression. It doesn't happen right away. Yaakov, but let's see. Says something unbelievable here. So now everything's in a very specific order. There's nothing with Geras. The Geras part starts now within Yitzchak. Now the thing is, Yaakov and the sons, they themselves do not have any, they should not be affected by this as well. It's because they're part of the 70. But they themselves, Yaakov and the sons, should also not be affected. Yaakov says, you have to take me after I die. I got to be out of here. I have no shaychus to this place whatsoever. So now he is part of the 70. So once he dies, though, he's no longer part of the 70. So once he's not part of the 70, after his death, they also had to be taken up. But when? There's a difference between Yaakov and his sons. He is much more connected to the land of Israel than his sons, than the Shvatim. Shehein yoter krovim el hashivim nefesh. So you have this idea, like Yaakov is really, while he's alive, he's pulled into the 70, but he's really not. So the second he dies, he's out of that. So he's got to go right back there to Israel. The sons, the Shvatim, they're connected within the 70, so they have to wait, and they're only brought up when the Klal Yisrael goes out of Mitzrayim, the Asmos of the Shvatim come out as well. Yaakov had to go and be taken away right away after he dies. As it comes to the Shvatim, they had their bones, only their bones.
Like years later.
Yeah, meaning years later, after they decomposed. So the level, because of the sanctity of them, the Kedusha that they had, there was tremendous connection to Eretz Yisrael.
Well, the comment on the tzitzikness,
wherever the tzitzikness? Yeah, saying that there's the kedusha, not the tzitzikness, but the kedusha.
They don't have tumah.
There's a shita that says that's kiver tzadikim einam etamim, right? From the fact that there's this kedusha, that right. So what brought them down away from land of Israel is the fact that the 70, the connection they had to the 70 nefesh, brought them down. It's only when they became 70 that pulled them down. From the fact on the side of the fact that there are 12 shvatim, mikol shekein mitzad Yaakov avinu in roi lavo l'mitzrayim. So they don't really belong. This is not where they belong. Rak makom shalahem beretz kana. b'motzam chazu al haaretz. So that if it's only the 70 that's pulling them down, the second they die, meaning Yaakov, he goes right back. Sha'az nifrad hatsiruf hazeh shahayav lehem l'shivim nefesh. So the connect for this to the 70, once he dies, it's no longer connected. He automatically, he reverts, he has to go back to Canaan. So now, me'ata ein l'cha kushya l'divrei Rabbi Sinazal, lama lo ba hashibud al Avram. So now the question is, why didn't this shibud happen to Avram? Ki lo haya Avram roi l'zeh. So okay, he's not roi for this. Fine. Ach, ki kushya zot, hi kushya she'ein l'tam. The truth is, this question is not really a good question. Ki lefamim yavo ha'onish l'banem v'lo l'av. Because there are times when the punishment will come to the sons and not to the father. Why? Because the father has certain zechuyos that protect him. But then the kids, they just get the negative side. They don't necessarily get the positive. And so they might also continue in the ways of that, whatever it was, that negative aspect. And they don't, at the same time, they don't have the positive zechus. V'lo ba al ha'av mitzad zechuto v'haben hu alul l'kabel at ha'onish. So he's like there to be able to receive the punishment. V'chal ha'onish al ha'ben v'alav yibar ze'od. And he'll explain this further in Perek Yud Beis. Fine. So now, the question is, me'ata ha'kushya lama lo ba ha'onish al Avram b'teila, right? That question is gone. Ki lo chal aleihem shum shibud ad shahayu shivim nefesh. Because the fact of the matter is, the shibud can't come until the number 70. Mipnei shalo yitachin shibud v'hitgabrus ha'umos ayisrael ela kasha yesh dimyon b'nei. Right? There has to be some kind of common aspect between them in order for it to happen. V'lemalos ha'avos v'ashot me'enichus lehem im ha'mitzrim. There's no like connect between the avos and the Shvatim and the Egyptians until they reach the 70 number. Ad shahayu shivim nefesh. Shezeh hamisbar hu davar mitecheis el ha'umas kasher amarno. Fine, like we said. V'az bo'u Mitzrayim. Now they come down to Egypt. L'fichach kol zman shahaya echa min ha'shvatim kayim. So now as long as one of the Shvatim is still alive, Asher haya lahem hamala hagadola, so that even if one of them is alive, because they have this lofty level, lo haya yad mitzrayim aleihem. Dechsiv v'yamot Yosef v'chol achav v'chol adorahu v'yakam el chadash. It was only after they had died out, that's when things started to hit. Okay. Okay, so let's just look a little bit more here. Okay, fine. So now, v'nei ein kasha b'divrei Chazal. V'nei, there's no question on what they said. Meaning, referring back to what are the Gemara Nedarim, the three reasons. Amnam higia l'kitzasam sheherchiku divrei Chachamim mipnei shelo natnu lev al divrei Chachamim. He said the reason why they messed up. It's because they weren't paying attention to what the Divrei Chachamim was. The tekef shehibitu el Divrei Chachamim lo nichnas belibam im neshalo nir lahem tamam maspik sor min aderech. See, what happened was they looked at the Gemara in the Nedarim. They didn't really get it, and they did a quick cursory reading. He's talking about Ramban and Abarbanel. Okay. He's going after them, right? He's like, why didn't they? Here you have, they've got a nice Gemara in the Nedarim that says that the reason this all happened is because Avram did three things, either one of these three things. And they look at that and he says, that's not, I'm not with that. I'm going to bring down the Ramban, who says it's because Avram did through Sarah under the bus, so to speak, and said, she's my sister, and the power took her. That's Ramban. Abarbanel says because they sold Yosef. So he says the reason why the Gemara, already the Tanya, these are Amoraim, right? Shmuel, so the Rav Yochanan, right? So there, they don't, the depths of their of what they're saying. They go deep into the wisdom. So, but when you go into, when you think about it, it's not enough. So now we have to really understand more in depth what they're trying to say. V'tuchalom arshadas rabbeinu zal ki Hashem Yisbarach hevi et zera Avram begalus mibnei shelo haya Avram mitchazei kol kach be'emuna. Okay? Okay, well, maybe not. Maybe there's something missing.
She's my sister.
Hmm? No. Go back. Go back even earlier. He's saying, the Gemara in the Darm says, what didn't he do? First he b'mayda. He asks.
Yeah.
Right? So there, right? So there's something right there. He asked, b'mayda, how do I know? You told me I'm going to get this stuff. How do I know?
Right? That's the immunity.
That's a lack of immunity. But the other two he's saying is also, which is what? He took the kids out to the milchama. They were learning, and he said, "Guys, stop learning. We're going to go out to fight." And the other one is that he could have taken the people from stone and made them into, God fearing people, and he didn't do that. Okay. So ki Hashem Yisbarach hevi et zera Avram begalus b'mnei shelo haya Avram mitchazei kol kach b'emuna. L'cha hevi Hashem Yisbarach zara begalus kidei sheyiknu ha'emuna v'yedu koach ma'asav shahu oseh le'ohavav. So we should know the power of his ways that he does to his love, to the ones he loves. So like we see the power, right, what he did to the Egyptians with the Makos and all these incredible things. And the goodness that he did to his love, the ones he loves. Right? Because if you look at what is he trying to accomplish here? He's trying to make sure that we know him, right? It's like coming out. That's what the takeaway is. We're supposed to take this whole thing that happens so that we should know God. Rabbi Yabo is saying there that the reason that this is all happening is because Avram didn't. He didn't have the proper bitachon on Hashem. It wasn't complete. He had tremendous bitachon, but it was lacking in a little bit. He took them to the battle because he was afraid. If he would have taken the proper people to the war. To take people out to war, you need to have an army, right? But who he took to the battle, he took the holiest people. Because he thought that he was worried. I got to take these guys. I need their zechuyos.
It wasn't fair. He wasn't sure the rules worked yet.
Again.
He was preventing as he went along. Like, oh,
so we're saying is that he needs to develop more. Hmm. This midah, whatever it is going to be taken to a higher level. It's the same thing with Yosef. So the whole question about Yosef is the guy. He's constantly referencing that God did this and God did that. He's like the guy who believes in God. And still, he's put in jail for 2 extra years because he asked. Right? So
it hadn't been going so well for him.
What do you mean? Everything went very well.
He was in jail the whole time. He's like, well, maybe I need to ask a little help.
No, but everywhere he went, he was the guy.
Right? So he's in jail.
For 12 years. Well, 10 years and then plus 2, right? So he's saying that there's something that was needed to be developed more. What?
Doubt things a little bit. You're like, maybe I could.
So a guy like Yosef, he's saying, but the two words extra that he said to this guy, he was pretty much like always kind of like saying, Hashem is doing all this stuff. The fact that he took these high caliber people out shows that he was afraid and he was lacking in his bitachon. He shouldn't have taken out these guys who are not supposed to be taken out. Because why? The tikkun, it's a tikkun. The lack of emuna of sorts that he had here, they should see. So it's a process. He puts us through this so that we, as the offspring of Avram, should be able to become people who have the emuna that there was lacking there. Pretty wild, right? Okay. So Shmuel said, "What? The Ein Lomar Shahay Avram Chas V'Shalom Inu Botech Bo Yisparach Shumatzel Et Oavav Shazer Rochok Lomar." So he's saying Shmuel says, "I don't buy that." Aval Hachet Shamar B'Mayda, but rather it's because he questioned God. The Ein Zem Miut B'Tuachon Kol Kach Kidaver Zel Latet Lo Haaretz Shehi Matana. So the truth is that his action, the questioning that he had, is not so off, because here God's giving him a gift. So if you're giving me a gift, how do I know? Shema lo yiska, because maybe I'm lacking. And that's why he asked for a sign. He believed, so the Shmuel, according to the way he understands Shmuel, is he's saying, I totally believe in God. He had no lack. So even though it's true he had the bitachon, but there was something there that they needed to be able to get. And again, so the same idea, very similar in a sense, one and two, right? Rav Yochanan held that what the gamze berosh hamaminim, shehu Avram. Avram is the guy of Baal Emunah. B'sheshal os lo yitachein lamar. The fact that to say what he asked for a sign, rak shelo hichnis geirim tachas kanfei hashchina. His lack was that he didn't bring in these geirim to believe in God. Zehaya kavod kavod Hashem yisparach shegeirim ba'im lisgayer lamin bo yisparach. Here he had the opportunity to do this incredible honor to bring geirim into the fold, v'hulo asa, and he squandered the opportunity. V'zev k'misha mit atzel sheyiknu habrios amuna bo yisparach v'lo hikbid al amuna bo. V'Hashem yisparach rotze sheyeh shmo noda b'chol ha'olam v'yaminu bo. He wants, Hashem wants it to be universal. He wants the universal acceptance. L'fichach nishtavdu banav dal me'ar shana v'yachar kach yatsu b'nisim neflos ad shegeirim harbe ba'im l'skayev l'hamin bo. So he's saying it was a world event.
Oh, it was
an error, Rav. Well, no, he's saying that everybody saw it. The world saw what happened.
The world saw that...
that Hashem took out the Jewish people in such a miraculous way. And it says, like it says, Vayishma Yisro. Yisro heard. I mean, Yisro and everybody else, right? V'chein berachav hazona. The same thing happened with, when we see later on when they come in by the time of Yeshua, right? V'alzeh nemar, shemen turak shemecha, alkein olam mosai b'ucha. But the bottom line is, all three are pointing towards one thing and one thing only, that of Emunah. L'dash Rabbi Yabosha Asa Angari B'tamei Chamim V'zeyer Al Emunah Bel Tishleima. There was a lack of perfect Emunah, we'll call it. She'en Hashem Yisbarach Matzeh Lo Avav. He didn't believe that Hashem saves the people he loves. L'dash Shmuel Haya Achet Gam Kein B'Emunah Rak She'en Kol Kach Gadol Lomar Shelo Yatzeh Lo Avav. It's not that he's saying no. Aram totally believed that he would say that Hashem takes care of his beloved. Rak Achet B'Emunah Benetina Saras. It came when he was talking about the giving of the land. Matana Gedola Kazal Taya Mesupakwa. He was questioning, like, this type, you're giving me such a big gift, I can't believe it. But Dasha Biochan Gam Kin Achet B'Emunah Ella She'en Lomar Shahaya Chasa Shom Avram Chet B'Emunah Shel Haya Ma'amin. Aval Achet, it was not that he didn't believe, but rather Shel Haya Mitchazek V'Zarez B'Emunah Hashem Yisbarach La'vi Brios Tachas Kanfei Hashchina She'er Minabal. It was like the next level. They didn't like go the full distance to be able to then bring those in, which is kind of also a question. Like here, you're talking about Baruch Hashem, like the people. I mean, the Nefesh Asher Asu B'Charon, right? But here he's saying, according to Rav Yochanan, he's saying that was nice there, but he had an opportunity now to go to another level, I guess, with the people of stone. I guess maybe he didn't believe in the people, because stone, you know, they were pretty, you know, you had less to work with there. Avram is for sure a big mamon. So, kach yesh lefarish das achamim. Fine. Stop here. But the idea is that you see that he's like adamant, like this is so classic Maharal. He's like, you have a Gemara, and you're like passing up on the Gemara, and you're flying to like, you're doing other, you're like, you're giving me all these other reasons. You gotta go back to the Gemara, and you gotta look deep into like what they're saying, understand what they're saying, and then it's so much deeper than you realize. So you gotta go always to the original sources and like spend time and to see the depths of what they're saying.
It's almost like the Moshe hitting the rock.
Like, right, that there's this
little deficiency.
Right, but it causes, yeah. Yeah, so it's like you need to take it to that next level.